And after that, we're going to talk about Iran. A high-ranking U.S. diplomat will attend talks with Iran's chief nuclear negotiator this weekend in Switzerland. The U.S. says there won't be a private meeting between the two, nor will there be any negotiations on the nuclear issue. But clearly, a significant shift in U.S. policy. In the past, the Bush administration has refused to hold talks with Iran until it suspends its uranium enrichment program. And there's certainly been a lot of rhetoric in the past weeks. John Line, BBC World Service reporter, joins us now. John, what do you make of this?
Well, I think it's very interesting indeed, because there's been a lot of signs here in Tehran that the government here is thinking of a major change of policy for itself. President Ahmadinejad the other day, for example, said that he was open to direct talks with the United States, and he also welcomed a suggestion that's been made in Washington for a U.S. interest section here, basically a U.S. diplomatic presence here, the first time since the revolution. So some great opportunities here. Also an advisor to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, a very senior official, said he was very interested in the latest diplomatic initiative, which was brought to Tehran by the EU envoy, Javier Solana. So they're putting feelers out from here, and they seem to have been heard by somebody in Washington, and I think they will very much welcome this this idea that William Burns, Bill Burns, a senior State Department official, will be allowed to join the talks in Geneva. Mm-hmm. It says from America that Washington means business, and it also means that there's more weight to the negotiations, that Washington is fully behind the negotiations currently being conducted by Mr. Solana.
And John, but this is all happening at the same time. Last week, Iran was testing missiles, claiming that they had a missile that could hit Israel, which was, of course, shorter ranker, the U.S., which came back and suggested that perhaps Iran should stop that kind of testing. And this is just one of several events in the past weeks that have seemed to indicate a ratcheting up of the rhetoric. Was all of that to get to this end?
Well, who knows? Sometimes in diplomacy, things mean the opposite of what they first appear. I mean, that missile test, which looked like a very strong warning from Iran, saying we're ready to attack you, may have actually meant we're ready to talk, but we want to have a bit of a show of force first. Or it could have been an attempt by hardliners, who are still strong here, to try and derail the talks process. That's not quite clear yet. Or it may just simply have been, as Iran said it was, a response to similar but less publicized exercises by Israel.
Quickly, John, is the Iranian media playing this up at all as a kind of a victory, a sign of endorsement or credibility?
Not today, because it's a public holiday, but I think when the papers come out tomorrow, they will indeed say this is a big climb down by the United States, and to some extent it is.
John Line, thank you. John Line reports for the BBC World Service, and he came to us from Tehran, Iran.
Yeah, we're talking about Iran. You know, it's a very interesting, John described it as a come down by the Bush administration. So it is a concession, but talking with the Iranians at all is a concession based on U.S. policy.
Sounds a lot like what Barack Obama has said
right. That
he would do if he became president.
The world is shifting under these candidates, that's for sure. We've been talking about whether Fed Chair Ben Bernanke has too much power, speaking of world shifting underfoot. We're talking about a prisoner swap between Israel and Hezbollah. That's a big news story this morning. And we're also talking about movie sequels. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a dog, the one that shouldn't have been made?
You want to hear your story at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. And we're talking sequels today, as John just mentioned. What is your favorite or least favorite? Should Good Enough be left alone? Our friend Dana says, sometimes.
Good morning. First sequel to Jurassic Park, The Lost World, dog. Sequel 2 to Jurassic Park, wonderful, a gem. This is Dana Franchitto in South Wellfleet, Mass.
Dana, thank you very much. Dana's actually our expert from Wellfleet, Mass. There on movies and all sorts of things. Sometimes the first sequel stinks, but the second sequel, the threequel, gets raves.
And, you know, let's not forget our Veep Stakes. Hundreds are playing our Veep Stakes. That is where you can vote on who should become the vice president for Barack Obama and John McCain, and it's a stock trading game on Facebook. If you want to, check it out, www.thetakeaway.org.
And here's the takeaway from this hour.
You can get as drunk as you want at any party and do as many things as you want. Just make sure that nobody has a camera.
Make sure. Is there a camera? I'm surrounded by cameras. That was Eric Kuhn, new media consultant at Hamilton College, senior majoring in government, telling us how to run for president.
If you missed anything today, you can catch us on iTunes and FriendFeed.
It's a Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.